Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio. This your boy Cass, chilling as you shall. Father time was good, dog.
CityRadio.net.
We built this shit!
Pulling these hush puppies out your motherfucking ass.
SinCityRadio.net.
It's your boy Cass chilling as usual on the Wednesday. Look, so what's happening?
Hey, what's going on?
I'm woke tonight, that's all.
That's good.
Hey, man, look here. I owe everybody an apology. I was tired. My day was just, My first mind was to post a recorded show. That was my first mind. But I'm like, fuck it. I can do it. And you know how I get. When your body shut down, it don't care if you're hosting Sin City Radio. When it shut down, it shuts down.
I can dig it. We back tonight.
Yeah. And I definitely shut down, but I do apologize. That was very unprofessional. But, hey, nevertheless, hey, you never know what you get when you're dealing with Sin City.
Now, that's the truth. That's the truth.
And, hey, I'm like, man, I, hey, I know Miss Pimp finna give me an earful. What's happening, Miss Pimp?
Man. Oh, man. Oh, man. You all right? You get you some rest.
Hey, man, like I said, I apologize. I've been burning the candle at both ends. I'm going on, this is like my, 14th day working straight. I was just not to mention the on call. I was just burnt out.
It happens. I thought I did that myself one time. But the crazy thing about it, I was like, I thought it was one of your little sound bites. I really did. I was like, what the hell? Didn't you just talk to me? What happened? Oh, my gosh.
I
just hope
that
you were somewhere where you didn't have to drive or nothing, that you was good. That was my concern.
I was good. Once I woke up, as soon as they ended the show, I caught a migraine. I was like, oh, my God, this is just, oh, boy, this is too much. I'm going to be honest with y'all. Last night is like a blur to me. I don't even remember. So a person body must have really shut down. I can't even remember yesterday.
Yeah. It's called Dos Muchos, Papi. Dos Muchos.
Need to just shut it down. Because I was gone. I ain't gonna lie. I was out. I can't even remember. I'm being serious. I cannot remember not one conversation we had last night. I cannot. Okay. And it's just like yesterday was just a burst. Like, at that point in time, my body just shut down. It was just like, okay, go to sleep. Like, the boss put that bulking Dr. Spock.
Oh, that hold on you.
Yeah,
yeah,
I was gone.
and next thing I know, I thought it was a sound bite. I'm like, okay, what just happened? You was out of there. You just asked the question. I'm like, okay. Wow.
Man.
Yeah. I'm glad you wasn't driving doing the show. Shit.
Yeah,
you told us you was tired from the giddy up, you know what I'm saying? You was having a bad day and you was tired too, so shit. I mean, like you say, when your body tell you to go to sleep, what fucking choice do you have? Especially if you are in a position where you can. Like she said, you know what I mean, you weren't behind the wheel, you wasn't operating no heavy machinery. So that's the good part. Fucking just
well,
finish it.
Why the hell did he held it down and acted like he was the co-host for the rest of the evening? He acted like he was cast for, you know, shut it down for the rest of the evening.
Hey, shout out to my man Molly Maul. Like I said, I was gone. I'm not going to even lie to you. I can't even remember. It was just like when that migraine hit, it was just like, okay. But,
Denise said, you
sound like
you
done ate and you
ready to go to sleep. You said, nah.
It
was like right on
time. Well, I don't know. Like I said, it was anyway, okay.
Yeah.
All right, man.
Nice night, you know.
Yeah, tonight's the new night. Like I said, even the greats. Even the greats fall down sometimes. All right, so Miss Pimp, and like I said, I'm not even being funny. What did I ask you last night?
Oh, I was telling you about my little scenario of you know what happened the last show, and I was like, I need to talk right now. But I remember asking you, said, this is irrelevant. I need to know what happened with that whole butter situation because I just needed to know because you put on an archive show, and I, like, listened to it, and I wanted to know who won that fight.
Well,
you tell me that Father Time was ready to handle his business, and she just backed down. So I was good with that because I was like, that's what I was thinking anyway. But then I was telling you, you know, my little situation and how God carried me through that one because I went into so much deep prayer. You know, I don't know. That man just fell and busted his whole entire head. I don't know. That's just what happened.
Okay. Janine, what's happening, baby?
Hello.
I'm woke. Man, well, I guess, hey, that was just crazy. That was beyond crazy. All right, so talk to the people. Huh?
I thought you had narcolepsy.
For real. So what happened?
Hey. It felt like it. It really
And you
did.
Know what, though? I'm sorry. I don't mean to make light, but I don't know if I'm the only one that heard it, but he had, like, a second there where a nigga, it just sounded like he was curled up in a nice, tight, fuzzy ball, and nigga was like, oh, I'm through. I'm done. He said,
yeah. Put the three C's on it.
He did. I was like, for real?
I don't know, man. Like I said, I knew I was going to hear it tonight, so I'm like, oh, well, fuck it. But nevertheless, like Wonder. I said, just got to quit trying to burn it up both ends, that's all. So talk to me, people. Talk to me before I fall asleep again. What's going on with you? What's going on?
Janine, your life is a movie. What's going on? What happened to you today?
What happened to me?
Yeah, I said your life is a movie. What's going on? What you see today?
I didn't see nothing today, I don't think. Nothing I could think of.
Normally got one for us.
No, man, I was like, I mean, I done seen a couple little scenarios that just made me, I guess, if nobody want to start, I'll start. I got a question. Now, I done seen the situation where, how does it go? Well, man, he told me he has a female friend, right? Now, a female friend, he said they're strictly friends, and that's all it is. Don't look nothing farther. They've never messed around, none of that.
Mm-hmm.
But now she called him, and she's going through. I'm really not even sure what she's going through, but she calls him about 3 a.m. Did she come over? Now, he said his first instinct was, yeah, alright, 3 a.m, we gonna fuck. Now, he said, was he wrong for thinking that? Now, me personally, I'm like, you said what now?
Them booty call hours.
Right.
I would think so. I mean, so, which, like, okay, let's just say y'all had a male friend.
Get over here.
Y'all had a male friend, but you was in a relationship. Now, if your male friend, I mean, if your guy, he was like, okay, I ain't going to trip about your male friend, but he gave you one of them 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning calls asking for you come over because he needs to talk. I mean, what do you tell him? Do you tell him, do you go see him, or do you be like, well, motherfucker, you just got to wait?
And said, if I want to fuck, I'm going. I mean, seriously. Because there's, okay, at 3 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning, yeah, I just want to talk, and I need to talk. I'm going through some shit. Really means we've been friends for a long time. Can I get some of that? Shit.
No, I don't think so, not necessarily. I think, in my opinion, you know, knowing that you got a dude and you laying up with your dude to call that type of morning talking about you going through some things, nigga, you better be dead, dying, or something, or in the hospital, going to jail, or something, to be calling me at 3 o'clock in the morning.
But I'm saying, if I go, that means I want to fuck too. If I'm laying up with my dude and my friend calls me at 3 o'clock in the morning, if I go, that means I want to fuck too. Shit.
Okay, wait a minute. I don't mean to cut nobody off, but this, I was thinking about it, and I was like, okay, this remind me of something when he was telling me this. Miss Pimp, did you ever go through with that?
You like what?
Did you ever go through with that? Did you ever put your friend to the test?
As a matter of fact, damn it, yes, I did. I am glad that you thought about it because I forgot about it. As a matter of fact, I surely did. Matter of fact, while you was in, like, Cloud Zone 20, I said I was going to, like, leave the show, like, for the night so stop my own Sin City thing going on at my house. And it wasn't even to prove a point. It's just that's what we do, you know. And it's not that. I sleep butt naked. That's what I do. And my friend came from Kentucky, and that's shit. I mean, it's not that. It's not that at all.
Okay. Now,
there was a twist to it, because he said that you were supposed to offer it. You were supposed to offer it. Not just
right.
Laying the dead naked like
oh,
you were.
Okay. I didn't remember that part. 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 Because I'm like, no, that's what, you know, that's what I do. You know what I mean? So it was nothing to me. And it was just funny that you brought it up. So, no, I didn't offer it to him. I didn't. You know, good time, good conversation. And none of that.
So you being tough, you sat there talking to him butt booty ass naked, and he never said nothing.
Put it up on him, all that. I mean, that just, no, we don't do that. I don't want to do that. We cool.
Okay. All right, man. Okay. Mm-hmm. But that.
And I didn't put it up on him, like, in a sexual way, but, you know, I like being held. You know what I mean?
Putting it up on him.
Well, I'm saying, you know, I'm spooning him. That's what you're the proper way to say it. I like that.
Okay, so now, all right, you spooning with him. And just, okay, let's just hypothetically say this. You're spooning with him, and, you know, you didn't cuddled up, and you didn't felt that dick get hard.
Yeah.
Now you feeling that dick? You feeling that dick trying to penetrate?
No.
You jump up and get mad? No, I'm asking. No, hold on. I didn't say he did it. I'm saying.
I mean, we're both grown adults. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I don't expect him. But I get mad.
Yeah. You get mad?
If you try to like penetrate me, I probably would get mad. Yeah,
okay,
I probably would.
You don't think you teasing him?
No, I don't. I don't.
Okay.
And let me explain why. In my house, in my world, that's what I do. You know what I'm saying? And it's not a sexual thing. It's not. It's a me thing. That's how I'm comfortable. You know what I mean? And so to know me, you know that. You respect
okay.
that.
Okay, I understand, but I'm going to let you know.
You will be a well-fuck bitch when I turn you loose.
So you going to sit there screwing with me all night. Yeah, okay.
I burnt my popcorn. I'm mad.
I'm just saying. I don't know. Janine, what about you? Can you do that?
Well, can I lay in a bed with somebody?
Yeah, I mean, just like the way she said.
I mean, yeah, I could. Don't mean they not gonna try to fuck me.
Right.
Okay. I mean, the same scenario. You spooning, and he can pull his dick out, and he try to hit you. Are you going to be upset?
I wouldn't be spooning with somebody that I don't want to fuck anyway.
Right.
I ain't going to be all kissing you and everything, and I want to fuck you. I mean, I'm just not going to do that with somebody who I consider just a friend anyway. If you a friend, well, I don't have no male friends, so I can't ask that.
I have no male friends.
The laying in the bed naked with a motherfucker part, I live that. The spooning part, no, I gotta agree with Janine. If I'm spooning with you, it's because I want you to penetrate me. So I gotta agree. I'm not gonna even lay in the bed. I mean, if it's one of those situations where maybe I am and I'm fucked up drunk type of shit and he laid me in the bed, I took off all my clothes and shit like that, all right? But in that scenario, you know what I'm saying, I don't know what's going on. I'm basically oblivious. To intentionally lay in the bed, butt booty hole naked with a man. I'm like, nigga, if you don't try to penetrate me, don't come back.
That's why.
So that, Ms. Pimp, I mean, do you do that as a thing just to say, like, you know, like, I control this? That just show you how much control I got?
You lost me, boy.
I mean, like, the spoon in, and then you're like, okay, I'll spoon with you, I'll do this, I'll get your dick hard, but you ain't getting none. Is that like a control thing with you? It's like, okay, just to show you I control the scenario. I'm just asking.
It's just not a control thing at all. It, you know, I don't know. I'm comfortable in my own skin, okay? Very comfortable in my own skin in my house, okay? And so it's just not a sexual thing for me. You know what I mean? It's just not. It's not a sexual thing for me. I guess it's a way of life for me. You know? Like I said, my friends, they know me. So it's not, and they know me, and they respect it, and it's nothing. It's like, you know,
like another nigga walking around naked. Not to say that they don't, you know what I mean, look at you and
it's like walking around in a new camp, a new beach or something. You know what I'm saying? It's not something that's a sexual thing. It's not that. It's just a way of life, I guess.
So basically, I can't go to a new beach.
That's
what I'm saying. I could. What she's saying is basically you're not relating nudity to sex. It's two different things to you. Like, sex is just one thing. So, like, if you want sex, you're going to display sexual desires, but to just be naked doesn't mean you want to have sex.
Thank you.
All right, I walk through the door, you butt naked.
What's up, Ma? Is we fucking or what?
I'm
see,
not finna sit there.
You can't get to the threshold.
You damn right. You walk to the door, butt naked. Hey, hey, Cass. Hey, hey. How are you? Turn around. We doing it down here, or we going upstairs?
I talked to you. I threw the door on the phone.
You would have to. You could just do that. I mean,
yeah. I guess I'm just really for real different.
Yeah.
I think I'm a very sexual person. But the act of sex, it's got to be, I just got to feel it. I'm feeling different about that, you know. When I get it, I want it all the damn time. Don't be bothered. I don't want to be fucked all the time. You know, I just want to be touched sometimes. I want to be caressed sometimes, you know. So, I don't know. I'm just showing as soon as I get in this house, I can't wait to get these damn clothes off, and I'm good. You know,
I understand that. I mean, I'm not tripping about that part, but it's just like you just said, okay. I mean, but okay, now, I don't know. I'm just speaking on myself. I don't know how other men look at stuff like that, but my thing is, like you just said, you want to be caressed. You want to be touched. I mean, all that to me, that's arousing me. So now once you done got touched and caressed, you're not going to look at me and be like, okay, good night. Good night, my ass.
True story, I did that last night. Thank you. I needed that. Good night. I'm going to sleep.
Yeah,
because I needed that. You know, that's what I needed. I got exactly what I needed.
And you'd have been a victim of date rape.
No.
I wish you would.
I mean, ooh, you know what? We're in a relationship.
That was just, that was great. Thank you. Wait a minute. I ain't even put my best moves on yet. Okay, good night.
Yeah. I should feel better than sex.
To you. He got blue balls.
But I mean, you know what, though? In a relationship, Cass, as a man, in a relationship, if you're with somebody, okay, you know, let's just say you do have, I mean, is there any, like maybe she's fucking grieving or something over something that don't have nothing to do with you, and she just, you know what I'm saying? You ever feel like this? Okay, I'm just going to cuddle her and let that be that. Is there ever a time where that's enough?
For who? Me or her?
You. I'm talking about in a relationship, not just somebody you hitting. I'm talking about somebody you live with, you've been with for years or whatever. And, you know, it's just one of them nights where y'all just lay up. It's just like a cuddle kind of night. And, you know what I mean? That's enough until you wake up in the middle of the night and then it's on. But, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we back.
God damn, boy, you took words right out of my mouth. Shit.
What'd you say?
Well, did we fall asleep watching the movie or something?
We kind of fall asleep, but the
objective is to get me a little bit, get a little taste now. But now, if we fall asleep, then okay. But that's just like okay, you just said all right, but then you wake up in the middle of the night. So I mean, you still have the same agenda.
I mean, okay, so it just so happened we was laying there. It was a cuddle kind of night, and we just cuddled ourselves to sleep.
Then we woke up in the middle of the night, realized we were cuddling and we was horny all along. So then it was on. But I mean, is that cool sometimes? Like to just be with each other and not have sex?
You know what? I don't know, because, like I said, I'm just speaking for myself. I'm not speaking for men in general. I'm a true believer that if me and you cuddling, I mean, I just think that's a part of it. That is like, if you cuddle up next to me, and you know, I mean, that's just like we watching a movie. Let's just say we land in the bed, we watching a movie. We cuddle up next to each other. Normally, the woman always puts her, you know, y'all usually have our back to, you know, y'all back to us. Booty stuck in the air. You know what I'm saying? Got your booty stuck up in the air, you know. It's placed right there on my dick. Now, I'm a man. I'm a man before anything. Yes, if it's placed right there and you didn't move one way or move the other way, yes, he gonna wake up like, hey, is that who I think it is? Yes, it is. So now, you being a woman, you feel that. Now, we're in this cuddle. I'm 9 times out of 10, it's like usually, I'm just going to say that fetal type position when, you know, I'm holding you from the back and all that. Now, you feel this motherfucker throbbing. I mean, you feel this motherfucker pulsating. You feel that motherfucker you feel this motherfucker like, goddamn, this motherfucker feel like he could just drill a hole through motherfucking concrete right about now. I mean, that ain't turning you on. No, I'm serious, ladies. Is it?
Yeah, it's turning me on.
Hold on, we got another caller. What's happening?
Hey.
Hey, Miss Sexy, what's going down?
Just listening to your demonstration of your what? Did you say it was pulsating? What word did you use?
Yeah, pulsating. I mean, it's throbbing. You feel it.
Wow.
Woo.
Now, if I was sexually attracted to you, and I'm laying in the bed next to you, and I didn't want no dick, from that moment, I am. That shit is going to turn me on.
If that's all I'm saying. And I mean, if y'all sit down, I mean, like, in time for your question, Liquor Store, I mean, maybe the intent was to watch a movie, you know. But now I'm sitting there, let's just say you didn't get out the shower, skin all silky smooth and soft, and you know what I'm saying, you didn't put your little smell good perfume on, and hell, I mean, shit, that man, woman, that usually happens. That's all I'm saying. I mean, man, Miss Pimp want to get in there and get butt booty ass naked, talking about, come on, let's watch Eddie Murphy Raw. Yeah, all right.
The intent is something else is going to happen.
I'm just saying, you know, I'm listening. I think all you guys are just horny people. And I'm not saying that I don't. It's not that. I'm saying somewhere, and I don't know, maybe because of my age, I don't know what it is. Maybe, I don't know, but I can tell you this. Somewhere, I'm just a very sensual person. I like touching, and, you know, penetration is not always there, but just the intimacy, just being there, it's not about sex, always. You know, it's just not.
I hear you talking, but
it's not invitation for sex. It's just not that.
We go through these whole scenarios, and you talking about, no, don't touch me. I mean, ain't none of that happening. I'm getting up out of the bed. As I'm getting out of the bed, I'm walking out the door.
You're the dog, motherfucker!
Well, you know what? I think in her defense, if I'm not sexually attracted to that person, then, okay, maybe I could lay in the bed with him. And if I'm not, you do have to feel it. It is a feeling behind it.
So if you're not feeling it, then okay.
All right, but now why put me in? If you're not sexually attracted to me, don't lay me in the bed. Don't put me in the bed with you.
Right. True.
You know. Oh, you just like a brother to me. Do I look like your mother or your father? No, I don't. I ain't your brother.
Mm.
Well, see, now my thing about that, see, like, and Ms. Pimp, I understand what you're saying, but see, you didn't do what I told you to do. You were supposed to come on to him and see would he brush you off. Would he say, no, that's not right? Because, see, if he know he ain't going to get it, and he's like, oh, well, okay. You know, of course he's not going to make no move for it. Me personally, you wouldn't have to do all that. I was going for it.
Probably in most men's defense, they are. I mean, if you get in the bed butt naked next to a man, come on now. And if his dick don't get hard, something wrong.
Yeah, me walking around with blue balls and shit. Can't wait to get out this dough. You ain't going to give me the...
What do sexually deprived women? What do we get?
I don't know.
I can tell you. I'll tell you. A motherfucking attitude. Goddamn it.
True. Very true.
Nigga, fuck you and fuck your mama and fuck her mama and fuck all y'all. Shit.
No, fuck the men, not the mamas. Shit, they ain't, they on our side.
I mean, but that's going to hurt worse. That's going to hurt worse. They don't give a fuck if I say fuck your daddy, but if I say fuck your mama, that's going to hurt some love in the nigga.
But they ain't
getting nothing. Yeah, me beating your ass. What you going to talk about my mama for?
Yeah, they ain't doing nothing.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Cause what?
I wouldn't. But I mean, you know what I mean? I might think it. I might. I would never say that. But I'm just wondering what sexually deprived women.
How does being a sexually deprived woman make you say fuck his mama?
I don't know. Shit, give me the dick and then I'll take it back.
Right. It's the attitude. It's just the attitude.
The attitude.
Don't take it personal.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
It's
just
called deprivation.
Yeah.
Dick deprivation.
Exactly.
Because I'm there now.
That's attitude fucked up.
I've been there. I live there. I live
who
at the corner.
They live there?
Huh?
Who is that saying they live there?
Lucas Cole is the most sexually deprived woman.
I'm wondering, is this the same person who just said they'll lay next to a man but naked and not none? That's
no.
Okay.
Oh no, that's Miss Pimp. Miss Pimp.
Oh,
just
okay.
Miss Pimp just trying to prove her dominance. That's all. She said it ain't no motherfucking. I just want to. You just like fucking with niggas. That's what that is.
Oh, she's
laughing at him. Yeah, that's all she is teasing. Dick then got hard, and he walking out the door. All right, I'll talk to you later. Now she's smiling, laughing at his ass. Got his ass. Yeah, okay.
No, that's not getting him. I'm sorry. I mean, that's not getting him. No.
Well, I can tell you, you get talking about, well, I just need you to understand my feelings. Your feelings?
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
You giving me some.
You care about
my feelings. No, you're not gonna get me to do that no shit like that. Cause you playing with me. You playing with me. That's just like if you walk to, you open that door with a gown on. Let's just say, you know, y'all got y'all little specific little gown, and y'all know them motherfuckers just come barely. What do you say on house party? Barely come past the thing. You know what I'm talking about. Nah. That motherfucker barely come past. You ain't got no panties on, and you open the door. Hey, how you doing? Then you walk away. You know damn well I'm looking. It's already laced or see-through or whatever. And usually you say, hey, so what's going on? What's up? I don't know what I came over there for. I might have came over there to drop some book off, but I plan on fucking where I'm at now. And you got to know, if you came to the door like that, you know what I'm thinking. So that means is that a flirtatious type thing or, you know, damn. Now, if you flirting with me and you like, all right, well, not just yet, I could take that. But don't sit there and be like, oh, what you talking about? I don't know what you mean. Boy, you better go and get the fuck away from me. What? Get the fuck away from you. Okay, I'll leave. Before I leave.
Father, fuck you, man. You possum-faced motherfucker!
I'm getting out your damn door.
You could take that to Judge Mathis. He'd call that, like, that's fraud. The intent was there.
Right, shit. Right. You had every intent. Shit. But now, if you flirting, but see, now it's a difference, ladies. Now, if you flirting with me, and you like, all right, you know, you flirting with me, I'm flirting back with you, and you like, well, nah, not just yet. Okay, I can take that. I can deal with that. Okay, all right. So, come back a little later on. What's happening? But now, you just sitting there looking at me, then you get an attitude with me because I made a move. Come on, man. What the fuck was I supposed to do?
But you're grown. I mean, what you supposed to do? I'm lost. I'm fucking at the end of the day. You ain't coming to my house until 3:00 in the morning, laying in my damn bed, and I don't want you there. That's not gonna happen.
And that's all I'm saying. I mean, Miss Pimp, just for future references, you know, you might be having drinks or something. Just after 12:00, don't invite me. I mean, hell, me personally, you could invite me at 3:30 in the afternoon. Hey, well, hello there.
Freak.
Yes, it is a nice sunny day we're having. Okay, well, now, ladies, now, let me ask y'all. Now, let's just say, you know, I come to the door, I ain't got nothing on but a towel. Like, hey, come on in, I'm just getting in the shower, I'm just getting out of the shower.
Goodness, you're not
going to
make it past the threshold.
Thank you.
That motherfucker is
I'm
in
my
mouth. That motherfucker is in my mouth before the door even got all the way open.
But now what if, okay, hold on now. What if I tell, hey, stop.
You better be raped that day. Yeah, okay, motherfucker.
it's different for a man supposed to just give in, right?
Nah, you gonna take this shit. That's all to it.
But why would you say stop?
He ain't.
Exactly. That's what I'm getting at.
Okay, why would women say stop if you know you didn't
put me in? I'm not saying women. I'm speaking for myself. I'm not saying stop. I'm fucking. I already told you that.
Well, I mean, I'm pretty sure I am too, but I mean, my thing is, I'm just saying.
Now, I could understand you telling me stop if you just got off work and you just got the towel around you because you was about to get in the shower you ain't got in yet. All right, well then, I'm butt naked. We're going to take that shower together. But if I see water on your back and I smell soap on your body.
And you saying no, stop, don't. Oh, okay.
Okay.
So
y'all niggas,
why would you say that?
Damn, she sound like she's solid. She's a. Why would you say that?
I just really want to know. I mean, even from a woman's perspective, I want to know why would a woman lay there naked and not give in? I mean, not unless she's not sexually attracted, and that's my thing. But why would you say no?
I don't know. I mean, shit, I'll be like, oh, all right, come on.
Exactly. You giving in before the damn door closed, like she said, in the threshold, right there. Now, if you're saying no because, what, did you just have to get some or something?
No, I'm not saying no.
The only reason for him to say no is because his dick is dirty for some reason or the other at the moment. That's the only reason for him to say no.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on y'all side. I agree with y'all with this. I'm trying to figure it out. All right, I'm serious. I'm on y'all side. I mean, us as men, we know what we doing, just like y'all do. I mean, shit. If you was like, well, I'll be over in a few minutes, or I look out the door and I see you pull up, and yeah, I'm pretty sure I had enough time to put, you know, a shirt on or whatever, but. Shit. You know, I'm looking just like you. Okay, well, let me see. I want to look at a reaction. What's your reaction going to be? What's your reaction going to be to me coming to the dough butt naked?
Ooh, shit. You coming to the dough with your dick in your hand? I love that shit. Mm.
That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Well, I mean, I guess you got some people that feel different. I don't know too many men that feel like that.
Come to the dough. I'm two steps away.
Y'all crazy. All right, so, I mean, I don't know. Like I said, the only person, we all in agreement. The only person that said something different is Miss Pimp. She said we're a bunch of horny people, so.
Horny people. And y'all got me all the way wrong, too, by the way.
I'm just trying to figure it out, Miss Pimp. That's all. No,
you put some additives and preservatives on it is what you did.
Well, Miss Pimp, now come on, now. I mean, shit, you're single, you know, vibrant single female. You know what I'm saying? This motherfucker, I'm pretty sure. I mean, okay, let me ask you. On a scale from 1 to 10, how do you rate your friend? How do you rate the one that? How do you rate the one that that came over last night?
I give him about an 8.5.
8.5, okay.
Physically attractive? The whole thing?
Yeah, physically attractive. Yeah, the whole thing. How do you rate them?
8.5.
You say 8.5?
Yeah.
Now, ladies, those are good numbers, right? 8.5?
Good decent numbers. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
All right, so now 8.5, you, like I say, you're single. You're a single, vibrant woman. I mean, you're in there. I mean, you're in your spoken type of mode.
How do you
just cut it off? How do you cut off the sexual part? That's what I'm really trying to figure out.
This is what I'm trying to say and why you got it all the way wrong. It's not a sexual thing. It's just a lifestyle that I live. That's all. That's it.
She said she's not sexually attracted to him. That's basically
right. It's not that I'm sexually attracted to him. Me being naked is not a sexual invitation to have sex with me. It's not that. That's where I'm at. And I'm saying that my friends that know me like that, they know that. They respect that, and they're good with that.
So you walk around the house naked with him?
Butt naked. I got a man in my house right now, and that's what I do.
Oh, okay.
I walk around my house naked, too, with people. I mean, a lot of people like to do that, walk around their house naked, but if a friend of mine, so-called friend of mine, came over, and I'm just walking around my house naked, and if that's not somebody I want to sleep with, because I know men. That's just how men think.
Well, hold on. And again, it's a lifestyle that I live. And I'm saying you may not understand it. It's not a sexual thing. And so my friends They know that. They know and they understand that. It's not a sexual. I mean, I'm not going to fuck you simply because you're here. That's not how I get down. No, sir. I don't get down like that.
I'm saying is I understand what you're saying. Yeah. A lot of people like to walk around butt naked, not just because they're trying to have sex. I understand what you're saying. What I'm saying is if a friend of mine came over, which I don't have male friends anyway, but if they came over, there is no way in my mind I would think that he's not going to try nothing with me.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying as a man, from a man's point of view, I don't think they don't think like that.
I don't have nothing but male friends. And so some of my male friends, I know who and who not to. Like, Cass, no. No.
No.
Hell no. Because he wouldn't understand that. You know what I mean? He's the horny dude.
Hold on. And by the time it was over, you'd be a horny woman. Because I'm going to make sure you're going to give a piece up.
It's not even about that.
It will be that night. Oh, we got a new caller. Caller, what's happening?
Hello, how you doing?
I'm good.
I hear you guys' explicit conversation. Very explicit.
Well, I mean, we're just trying to get to the actual facts. What's your name, sweetheart?
My name is Rosella.
Rosella. Okay, now, Rosella, let me ask you. You're walking around butt naked. Let's just say, for instance, you know, we cool. We cool now. You know, I'm your friend. We grew up together or whatever the scenario is. But and you like to walk around butt naked. Now, you walk around butt naked. You come to the door. I come in. What you doing? Well, I'm just sitting. I'm laying in my room watching the movie. Oh, well, shit, I'm gonna come up in there with you. Now I come in the room and I watch a movie with you. Now you feel like you know you in a spooning type mood. You know you want to cuddle. You know what? Before I even say this, what the hell do spooning mean anyway? Because maybe we got two different meanings of spooning.
Well, hell if I know, I ain't never heard it.
That's cuddling. That's the cuddling and the little kissing and whatnot. Am I right, Miss?
That's the beginning stage of intimacy. No, it's not. The beginning stage.
Spoon is just basically you just side by side. You know what I mean? And you just got
your ass is in his dick. That's the beginning stages of intimacy. Whether it's sexual or not sexual, that's the beginning stage.
Okay.
Foreplay. It's that foreplay before you get to sex.
Thank you. It's the beginning.
Okay. Y'all just took this to a whole
level. I'm just asking. All right, Rosella. Now we spooning now.
You feel
my manhood rising. I'm talking about. It's rising like the motherfucking, like the sun. It's coming up.
Now, let me ask you something, Cass. Now, are we usually doing this on every now and then basis? You know what I'm saying? Me and you vibing each other. We know each other. Or it's just strictly like
friends.
A Willie call. Strictly platonic friends? Are we platonic friends? Or are we friends with interests? Or friends with sex?
What kind of friends? We're platonic friends. We're platonic friends.
Okay. All right.
They grew up together.
But now, yeah, we just grew up together.
All right.
But now, like I said, you butt naked. I'm laying here in the bed watching TV with you. You're spoony, and my shit get hard. I mean, my shit coming up like the sun. It's coming up. And now I make a move. Are you upset? Do you get upset with me?
Mm-mm. No. Because then I'm going to be like, damn, baby, your shit brought up like a Rottweiler. Come on up in the air. Shake it like a shitty shaker.
You have really grown up.
Wow.
Him a big boy now. Him is a big boy now. Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Come on up in here, you know. Hey, it ain't no fun. It ain't no jurisdiction. Shoot, it's just fun. It's just, you know, whatever it is, it do what it do. Make it do what it do. And if we feel in a situation, everybody grown, everybody know their position, so it shouldn't be no problem. If we strictly platonic, it should nothing come between a friendship. Regardless of whatever it is, you know how I get down, and if I want to walk through my house naked, if you want to walk through your other house naked, we got that understanding. And that's all it is, and it needs to matter, you know, at the end of the day. You know, all that other kitty stuff, we ain't kids. So
well,
we really
can't do that with me,
you know.
You can't do that with me, you know, because after two fucks and they eat your pussy, I heard they woman after that.
Goddamn right.
See, that's the weak ones. That's the weak ones. You want them weak ones, baby. That's what we call them weak ones. That's that mama. I want to hear it on the left titty and shit. What the hell?
Hold on now. Weak my ass now. The fucking part I understand. I didn't start eating that pussy. We go together. I don't give a damn. I eat your pussy. We go together. I don't give a fuck. We go together.
Nah.
Yes,
that's some old jealous heart and stuff. If we ain't committed, no. If it's just fun and games, that's one. But if it's a commitment, that's another thing. That's a whole another different total. But if it's
that
strictly, you know what I'm saying, but that's what I'm saying. If it's not a commitment, you know, and if it's just all fun and games and we strictly platonic and this is what it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to sit up here and like, okay, you know, we're strictly platonic, but you know, I didn't suck your dick and you didn't eat my pussy and now we're a couple. No, that's not how that worked there.
Look here.
Double standard shit. No, I don't think so.
Look here, if I eat your pussy, when the next time we go out, I'm in, yeah, this is my girl. Yeah, that's my girl.
Damn,
right,
you controlling the pussy like that? Don't get whipped over the pussy in the head, baby. Nah.
Damn right. I eat the pussy. We I'm sorry.
Nah.
So
when you eating pussy, do you be bobbing for apples or bobbing for pears? What is it? A cherry or strawberries? What you be bobbing for to make you so committed? What is it? Or is it watermelon or melon?
I don't give a fuck.
Which
you can put every fruit in the... You can put every tropical fruit in there that you want to put in that motherfucker. If I go down there, we go together. That's the end of it.
See, that's what I'm saying. That's the double standards. You can't hear that. You just can't hear
because
if we strictly platonic and we're just friends, you got friends, you see, you do whatever. I'm not putting no limitation on if I go down and suck your dick and shit with some strawberries and some melons and shit. You my nigga the next day, we go, I don't know. We just all strictly in fun, you know. Hey, you came over, and hey, it's the height of the moment. This is what it is. Let's doopy doopy doo. Watch this movie. Pretty soon we ain't gonna be watching a movie, but. Hey, it is what it is.
So you fucking at the end of the day?
You know what I'm talking about. So it's strictly nothing but platonic fucking and having friends and just fun. I mean, ain't nobody committed to nobody, ain't nobody married.
I didn't say you was my wife, but you my girlfriend.
Well, once you have
that's what I'm saying. Ain't nobody committed. We just girlfriends and we ain't in no committed relationship and we just boyfriend, girlfriend. Anybody can be a boyfriend and girlfriend and not be committed in a relationship. Anybody can have. That's what's wrong with life. Life is too overrated.
Mm-hmm.
So, everybody all these titles and stuff. People always got to have titles.
That's what I'm saying. Life is just too overdamn rated. It's just too overrated.
Hey.
Why?
Hey. I'm going to tell you now. If I eat the pussy, you the one from Buddha Bay. Bay.
Oh, Lord.
Bay.
Oh, man. Let me have to.
Well. Now, once you had sex, then platonic is no longer a part of that term. You can't call yourself a friend no more.
Because that's the
definition. But it's going to be on a different level of friend, though. It's not friend, but I mean, it's going to be a relationship to it where it's going to be a breach.
But
it's going to be a breach understanding.
What he's saying is, once he done ate your pussy, whatever you want to call it, you his girl. That's
no.
No,
I defer.
You know what? I'll take
that.
You gonna come eat this pussy? I'll take that. Like you said, it's labels and it's overrated. If that's what he want to call it, fine. That's fine.
Okay.
No, that's
not
what I'm saying.
Hold on.
No.
Hold on now.
Down there, ain't nobody else.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute. That's what I'm trying to. Wait a minute. Sexy. Now I heard. I let me make sure I heard this correct. You like, okay, that's what he want to call. No, that's what we gonna call this.
You
supposed
to hear that
part. When we get to the show and you talk about, girl, hey, I ain't seen you in so long. Who? Well, yeah, this I'm gonna introduce. Hey, how you doing? I'm Kaz. I'm my man. Hey, nice to meet you. Yeah, you gonna be seeing me around a lot. All right. Baby, you didn't introduce me, baby. Baby, what's the problem? Why the hell
okay,
you not
so,
introducing me?
Well, obviously, it's going on a deeper level of you thinking you can go down and eat her. That's a different level. So you already
that.
Know y'all into something differently. It's a different level from that point.
That's
so
all. That's
maybe
all
she
I'm
feeling
saying.
That same way. Maybe, you know, maybe y'all both on that same thing. But
no,
at
see,
the
these
end
old,
of the day,
these old stuff. These old selfish heifers on this show don't know, no, they don't. They like, kick rocks, nigga. Call you next week.
But I'm saying, if you want to eat my pussy and you want to fill that role, by all means. And I'm single, by all means.
As long as we introduce you, why we got to introduce you by a title?
I need to know. I need to be safe. This cat. Hey, I'm a boyfriend. How you doing?
But you know what? I'm too old for boyfriend, girlfriend stuff, so that's not cute to me. So
I don't give a
damn. Exactly.
Tell.
So it's like, what do you say? That's
my man.
Call it what you want
to
call it.
We need to find another word because that's not appropriate either.
Friend.
So you just a friend.
A friend that eat my pussy at the end of the day. As long as that's going on,
boy.
I'm good.
You wanna see it? Hey, you wanna see that Kermit drinking that tea? Shit. Man, introduce me as a friend. Yeah, this is my friend. Hold on, excuse me one second. Who the fuck do you think you talking to? I'm gonna act the ass. Look, don't be trying to show up in front of this bitch. I don't give a fuck about her. Wait a minute. He doesn't call my friend bitches. Now get in the motherfucking car. Yeah, she'll talk to you later. Kill this motherfucker.
Wow.
No.
Wow, so he's in.
I'm bullshitting, but hey. Hey, now, all bullshit aside, though, it is niggas like that. Niggas do feel like that. Now, I've heard it being said many a time. Hey, barbershop talk is a motherfucker. Hey, man, I eat that bitch pussy. That's my old lady. Niggas really do feel that.
Mm.
So y'all be careful now.
That
why y'all be talking about some...
That's what that means. That means shit. Next time I go down on this motherfucker, I don't taste me, bitch, we got a problem. That's what that means.
Right. Obviously, he must, you know, feel comfortable enough, and he know. So, hey. I don't care.
I'm just saying. Motherfucker will, hey, you will meet that crazy, deranged motherfucker that's like, hey, baby. Like, well, we just met 3 weeks ago. But shit, you know, I need keys to the car.
Oh, hell no.
You still a friend status until I sign some. I ain't signed no contracts, no papers, or nothing.
And you want peace? Are you
serious? In his pajamas looking for your ass.
I ain't got no marriage certificates, no licenses, or nothing.
Now look, you can have the keys to my car. Let me get the keys to your truck. Then we even fuck that whenever you get through with it. Yeah, we can trade. Shit. You wanna push my whip? Let me push yours. All right, now we got to understand it.
I ain't got one, though.
3 weeks? You bet? Oh, hell no. Double hell no. Where we meet? Where we meet at the gas station with no guy?
Okay.
No,
okay,
you know
what's okay. So what are we talking about now? This Rosella.
I'm talking about I need to use your car.
Okay. You need to use my car. Where's your car at? Wait a minute, Cass, where's your car at? Why you need to use my car? Where's your car at?
Listen, Miss Rosella, please know Cass ain't doing nothing but laying pipe. He's not cleaning. He's not cooking. He's not doing none of that shit at all, period.com. He's only laying pipe. That's it. That's his only job.
Oh, well, shit. We're just going to be a homie lover friend like old girl said. Shit. Strictly sexual, baby. Strictly sexual. You ain't laying. All you're doing is laying pipe. And all you're doing is eating. And then I got to furbish everything. I got to clean. Hey, you think you're going to be riding around in my car and you ain't got no car? Well, shit, to me, that's a bomb-ass nigga. I ain't going to even be fucking with you. I don't even put the pipe.
Number one.
You can't even get no whip of it. You can't even get a whip of it if you ain't got no escort, baby. What you got? You can't bring nothing to the table.
I need to use the car now.
Now, wait. I could go get Patina, stupid, the stupid girl, the one that's so valuable. Patina's car, and you can use that car all day long, and you can fuck all day long without having to break her off, honey. Mm-hmm.
Well, you using the car is two different things. You talking about a set of keys? That's not going to happen. But if
it ain't gonna happen, period, if you don't have what about yourself and all you doing is bringing a pipe to the table.
First of all, he ain't bringing a pipe to the table, not just with me. It's gonna be something a little bit more. So if he comes to me asking to use my car,
exactly,
it's gonna be a reason behind it.
I gotta go play basketball.
Go catch a cab for the basketball court, baby. And go get you
You know what? Now stop it now. Stop it, because all y'all know y'all got that one friend who motherfucking boyfriend ain't got no job, ain't had no job. Got the
PlayStation. Okay, everybody
on
your phone got one of them.
No, not everybody. Who got?
You ain't got no one friend. You don't know that one person.
That need to use my car, that don't have a job.
You got that one friend who got that boyfriend like that. Everybody got that one friend.
Okay, I thought you said I have a friend like that.
Everybody got that one friend like that. I mean, now y'all know I'm bullshitting. I mean, shit, I ain't finna try to do all that. But seriously, now, you know, I'm going to tell y'all, I used to be like, man, a motherfucker need to mind their goddamn business. You know, I mean, because I used to be like, well, whatever they do is their business. But then I'm like, okay, the older I got, the more I looked at it, like, damn, that is fucked up. This nigga sitting there playing that PlayStation, that Xbox. This motherfucker ain't did shit. This motherfucker, he's sitting there smoking the blunt, talking about, damn, the job situation hard out here. What? They put that motherfucker down. Okay. So my question to y'all is, if you really had to talk to your girl, if you really had to talk to your girl, what do you really say to her to try to open her eyes? I mean, okay, of course, you know, y'all, you know, females are a little bit different than dudes because y'all could go up to her and be like, bitches, you dumb. Dudes can't do that. So, I mean, I'm going to start with you, Janine. All right, Janine, your girl, she, I mean, what do you say to her? Janine?
I will say exactly what you said. Bitch, you crazy than a motherfucker. I mean, I had a friend who... Oh, her boyfriend was, he was on that shit, so you know how that be. And, you know, selling that shit, they ain't got no milk, shit like that. He worked for 2 weeks just to get a check, then he, you know, he going to smoke that shit. And, but this was her life, and then, you know, he fought her and shit all the time, so it was just like she was in this whole, like, depressed state. And I've never, ever, I don't think ever been like that, ever. So I couldn't understand. Plus, we were young, you know, only like, I was like 18, you know. And I'm like, you going through this already? You only 19 years old. You know, I'm trying to have fun. I just told her. Oh, my girl, like, it's too short. And for you to be living your life like this, you got all these kids. He done basically babied you up with all these damn kids. And she only 19. You need to be living your life. Fuck him. Shit.
Okay. All right. Sexy, what about you?
You know what?
One girl, that you just got to talk to her.
Mm-mm. I wouldn't. It's none of my business what, you know, what's understood between them two. That's them. Because whatever I say or whatever I say, tell her, she's not going to listen to me until she's ready to leave that circumstance and that situation. Then she's going to deal with it. I'm not getting in the middle of that bullshit because at the end of the day, that's her life, not mine.
Okay. Let me throw a twist
mother,
in
there. Mother, sister, it doesn't matter.
What if now? And I'm throwing this twist in there because I seen this done. His whole thing was, don't even listen to her because she been trying to fuck me. Now, your girl come to you like, damn, that's fucked up. You trying to fuck my man. What do you do then?
Wait a minute. So I'm telling her to leave him because he trying to fuck me?
Nah, he told her to not listen to you because you trying to fuck him.
Well, that's why I won't get in their business. He ain't going to even have a chance to tell her no bullshit like that because I'm not going to tell her to leave your man because he's dogging you. That's her business.
But what if she come to you? What if she come to you like, damn, that's
if
fucked up?
That's
what
I'm
saying. You can't even be that person's friend. I can't be somebody's friend and you coming to me because, of course, they're going to come to you. They crying. And shit like that. Then I'm just going to bite my tongue? No. No, I'm not. I'm going to say what the hell I want to say. You didn't came to me. I'm seeing the situation because you trying to hang with me. You can't hang with me and be my friend and think I'm not going to speak my mind. I mean, that's just the way I am. Just like I know you in your situation, she should know me. Then don't be my friend if you don't want to hear what I got to say.
Right,
I don't care if she listens to it or not. To me, it don't matter if she listens to it.
If she already know what she needs to do, so she don't need my opinion. She know what she needs to do, so that's what I'll tell her. You know what you need to do. You already know what situation you in. Now, as far as me saying your nigga dogging you and all that, that's none of my business. Now, if she comes to me crying and consoling to me, she know what she needs to do at that point, and I'll be a friend on that end. But as far as me telling her what to do about her man, mm-mm. Bitch, that's your business. Now, if she come to me and be like, yeah, he told me you tried to holler at him, you trying to fuck him, bitch, I'm whooping your ass because at the end of the day, I'm not like that. I'm not about to fuck your man. And you want to sit there and believe some bullshit like that?
Now, if he's fucking just fucking somebody else, I don't give a fuck about that. I'm talking
but
about like, this is a life or death situation or something.
She know that. She know.
I don't care about if he fucking somebody else or no shit like that. In a life or death situation, it don't matter if they know. It's hard for them to get out. These people been so traumatized, and I just feel like if you coming to me and I see the shit and it's in my face, I'm just going to say something. I just am. And regardless of whatever advice, if you take it or not, it don't matter to me if you take it or not. It just don't matter. And at the end of the day, if something happens and he kills her or one of the kids end up with his drugs and die or something like that, at least I know I did I needed to do as her friend.
Well, let's remove the scenario or, like you said, the title of friendship. Let's put family on it. Even with my family, I'm not getting in their bullshit like that. I'm not. They know what they need to do. They know they're in a fucked up ass situation. They don't need me to sit there and be like, oh, he dogging you. He just sitting there playing PlayStation all day. She know that. But you talking about something else. You talking about something more serious. So obviously something else already had happened for you to bring up some shit about death or drugs. We're not talking like that. We're talking about just real life everyday bullshit. I'm not going into her business with her about that. Now, she come talking to me about it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, dumb. You, whatever. But she's not going to take my opinion because she, at the end of the day, she know what she needs to do. Any woman, you can't come tell me nothing about my man. I already know. Now, if I consult in you, I want you to be a friend and sit and fucking listen.
I can't be your friend.
Okay, we heard somebody going off. I'm back. I'm back again. Well, who was going off like that about that man?
Look here. Look here, God damn it. I'm tired of your friends all up in my business. She just wanna fuck me anyway, that's all. Boy,
whoa.
Niggas are crazy.
Your
we just saying this scenario, like, because I've seen it said. I mean, I've seen them just try to break up a whole friendship just to keep her the fuck away from her.
Okay.
So, I mean, no, I'm saying, like, she may say, like, the dude may say something in the sense of, man, quit fucking with that bitch because she's been trying to talk to me. The girl ain't been trying to talk to him. It's just he want to keep her away from her friend because he knows her friend is trying to tell her right. And if she listens
to
her friend.
He don't want her to be influenced by her friend because her friend is trying to put her own game about what's going on. And she got a head ass nigga. Well, one thing and two things are certain that I didn't learn. You can't tell no female about their man. They're going to have to see. The female feels some type of way. So you could tell them to keep it in the back of their head, but in the same instinct, a female going to do what they want to do with their man, regardless of whatever, because if your nose wide open, you can't see. So it don't matter if you sit up here and spill your whole guts out and try to tell your friend or whatever, your friend going to feel some type of way. Then y'all going to fall out because she don't think that, you know what I'm saying, you hating, you know what I'm saying, and you don't want her to be happy because she might be going through shit in her life and she didn't tell y'all, so the friend is trying to tell the friend, she might put that like, well, bitch, you just miserable in your life because you ain't got shit going on, so why should I listen? So one thing and two things for certain, you know what I'm saying, over the years, you can't tell no female about no men. What you can do is, you know what I'm saying, voice your opinion about it. And if a female is a real female, she going to put it in the back of her head and she going to start taking notes on her own. And when she catches that, that's a whole different story because ain't none of her friends told her. Her friend put it in her head. But then she can go back on that what she was trying to tell her. And when she becomes to see it for herself and it becomes right, hell, my girl was right all the damn long, and I didn't get
well,
so I'm going to apologize to my friend.
let me tell you something. If y'all stop me from getting that brand new video game that's coming out, I'm going to hurt one of you motherfuckers.
A video game? Where'd that come from? Oh, because you playing the PlayStation because you ain't got no job, so you just sitting playing the PlayStation, so you want me to go tell her that you need to get rid of that nigga because all he do is sit there and play the video game. I'm not doing that. I'm sorry. I'm not doing that.
Y'all stop me from getting that brand new, that new Madden that's coming out next month. We're going to have some problems.
But that's what I'm saying. Y'all always try to blame the friend, and it don't be the friend in the first place. It be the person you with who is upset with you. They upset with you already. And but y'all want to take it out on us as the friend to try to say, well, she putting all this stuff in her head. We're not putting all that shit. That shit already in her head. She done came to us. They come
now,
to
she
us
already know.
And tell
already
her that
know.
Shit. And I know that. That's what I'm saying. She already knows. So it ain't like I'm saying I'm telling her, girl, you need to leave that motherfucker. You so stupid. I'm telling her, I'm like, well, bitch, if that's the fuck you gonna do, then what the fuck you complaining about it for? You know that motherfucker.
Exactly.
The shit I say is sarcastic. Like, bitch, you know what the fuck you got at home any damn way. I'm telling her what she already know. Because I'm going to say what I'm going to say. That's all I'm saying, whether she like it or not. To me, being that's not me being the friend if I'm not.
Just don't fuck up my place.
This just me. I'm just saying me.
But,
the way I am.
You put your opinion. Would you put your opinion in that? Because I am that, too. I'm going to let you know.
And then if she don't like it, the bitch don't come talk to me about the shit then, because I don't want to hear the shit.
That's my whole point. I don't want to have nothing to do with it, because you already going to do what you want to do. So why even tell me? You know that he a dog-ass nigga. You
but
know
that.
And that's right.
If a female dog lit up with a man dog, what you get? You get fleas if they're contaminated with fleas. So it don't matter. And you can sit up here and tell her how much she want to think about the world turns blue and orange. But if she ain't got enough common sense to understand what she's saying, so her old nose is so open up, who the hell are we? Who the hell are we to sit up here and tell anybody about their man?
Can I say something? And who are y'all to stop me from getting 2K15?
Ain't nobody trying to stop you from getting nothing.
I got to play online with the white people.
Shut up.
Hey, come on now. Y'all know damn well. Hey, y'all know damn well there's some motherfuckers out there like that. I'd be like, God damn, man, how the fuck you get so good at this game? Shit, I played the whole season. How the fuck do you get to play the whole goddamn season? I got games. I have me an Xbox. I got games that I still ain't, I don't have enough, it's not enough time
to play this motherfucker. You got a job?
Yes.
Okay, that's why you're not sitting at home playing a video game all day. That's why you ain't in the playoffs.
Right. I can't get past the damn. I'm like 5,000 out of but I think I'm 5,098 out of 6,000. It's like, damn. How the fuck do you, wait a minute, you mean to tell me you number 31? How the hell did you get that far? Shit, you just got to keep playing, bro. Motherfucker, when do you have time to play all of these games? And I guess you think about it, shit.
That's a person that don't got no life. That person ain't got no life, no job, no what about, no ambition, no nothing. And think somebody's supposed to take care of him.
He got ambitions to get to that next season. I mean, the next
the next level, but that's about it. And then talking about what you cooking because I'm hungry after you didn't play 2-3 hours on the game. Who wants that in their life? That's a no-dutter.
Shit, I ain't cooking shit.
Hell no. Now you gotta get some what about somebody with some good pole. They can cook. They can clean. Every now and then, I ain't asking you to clean my house, but every now and then when I'm tired. And they can establish that good pole. They got him own car just in case I want to switch cars, you know.
Here we go.
You know.
Here we go. Go ahead and say it. He just said the wrong thing.
I ain't cleaning shit.
You might not have to clean my house, baby, but you're going to have to clean that mess that you were sitting there playing that game for hours. Or it's going to stay right there. That's going to be your permanent mess right there. And it's going
to
be just like
you
that.
You ain't coming to my house playing no damn video game. You coming to my house, I'm walking my neck, and we fucking at the end of the day. You ain't playing no damn video game.
Now, wait a minute. We went back on the walking around naked, and now we fucking.
I just had to throw that in there.
Dang, we back on the walk around fucking that we in there. Okay, now.
Yeah, fuck that. All right. Okay.
Swing by the swing man. All right. Mm-hmm.
I bet you that type of person. You go in the refrigerator, dropping crumbs. People could tell where you was at and now.
Oh, my God. You put your leg out somewhere around the house.
Wait a minute, you talking about me?
Yeah, you.
You know what? I will go as far as to say that I am to a certain extent. I will admit that. I mean, I ain't no slob or nothing like that, but yeah, I will lay my plate down. I will lay my plate down and look at you like you gonna get that right. I will.
That's amazing. You ain't
not gonna
know
lie,
nigga. She.
I mean,
now.
I ain't no motherfucker. That, I mean, I ain't that motherfucker that just gonna sit in the Xbox or the PlayStation all day. I get out, I go to work, I do everything I gotta do. I take care of my kid, I do it the whole nine. Not cleaning.
If you got time to play your box, do you play your box when you got time and just on your spare time when you ain't got nothing to do?
If I ain't got nothing to do, I got some free time, yeah, I play.
But that's not an everyday. We talking about them everyday niggas ain't got nothing to do. They be playing that thing like they getting paid for it.
What's it called? Gamers.
Play. Man, please. They so addicted to it, they be gambling on that dango game.
Very addictive. I mean, very.
I'm talking about addictive. They get mad. It's like playing cards at the table, four quarter table right there.
Mm-hmm.
But that's serious right there. But that's just like, you know what I'm saying, it's addictive when the Super Bowl come on or the playoffs come on or basketball. You know, y'all want us to do? Y'all want us to be quiet, and all the time y'all want us to say something, there's a commercial, and y'all want us to walk around there with lingerie and stuff on, looking sexy and stuff while y'all sit up here. Y'all don't get no attention. We can talk to y'all, and y'all, like, tune in like it's something. They keep y'all a mask or something that's in the TV, so y'all don't get out then. You know, but y'all want us to be still sexy and stuff, so after the game come off, y'all want to come and do y'all business and things and pull y'all pole out, talking about, ooh, why don't you suck it? No. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. See, that's what I'm talking about, ladies. See, y'all see what I'm talking about? Yeah. Uh-huh. Then y'all want to stick. But see, let me ask you something, Cass. What if we just ain't in the mood for sex every day? You know, you got to have a real high sex drive to have sex every day. Because, see, I know people right now that, I mean, they have, I call them red light and blue light specials. They got red light and blue light specials. Y'all ladies ever heard of that? Every day they got to fuck.
I don't know about the red light and blue light special, but, I mean, hold on. Let's get something straight. You have all the permission in the world to suck my dick throughout the game. I'm not getting mad.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm not getting
mad
at all.
You would not be opposed to it.
I'm walking
the nigga in the game. Can you do the head? I mean, why can't we get no head when you watching the game?
Whoa. What'd you just say?
Why can't we get no head?
No. We don't. Now here in Sin City, we do not say, the women of Sin City do not say head. Because you don't have
what
a head.
What is it, turkey neck, man? What is it?
Don't argue.
What is your head?
Bella, don't argue, okay? Just don't call it that.
It ain't no point.
We
never call it head because of face. So why can't we get no face then? Why it is between the games in Sin City? Why y'all do the games? Why can't we can't get no face? Why y'all get y'all heads up? So why can't we get no face in between the game?
No, he don't got no problem.
Now, if you want to watch
why y'all can't have time? Look at that. But see, y'all want it all the time. The whole four quarters, don't y'all?
Ooh. That's
so we want to face all four quarters. That's what we call it. Half-time,
okay,
four quarters.
Okay, so I'll tell you what. If you watch a sport, what sporting event do you watch? I mean, are you an avid
sports
fan?
I watch football. I watch tennis. I watch Olympics. I watch boxing. I watch all of it.
Okay, so that if you watching tennis, if you watching Serena and Venus and Serena, all right, you get that. But now while I'm watching my Raiders, I need you to just get down there and do what you're gonna do.
Okay, fair exchange. There's never been no rivalry. So as long as we can have that understanding, when I'm watching my sports, you can give me some face, and when you watch your game, I can give you some head. All four quarters, ain't nothing wrong
if
with
I'm
it. Change ain't never been a river.
While you watching your sports,
But 9 times out of 10, being that you don't want to watch no tennis, I know you're gonna find a way to go.
Hey, I'm just saying.
I know you're gonna find a way to go.
Okay, y'all are crazy. Y'all are really crazy. And guess what, y'all? I didn't fall asleep.
Yay.
You fell asleep tonight? Boy.
Look here. All right, y'all. We got to get up out of here. But check this out, y'all, before I get up out of here. SinCityRadioShow.com. We still got the site. We still doing it. We still having fun on there. So need y'all to get back on there. Get some more participation in there. Tell a friend. SinCityRadioShow.com. Let's get it in. All right. Now, before we get up out of here, you know how we always do it. Miss Pimp, where you at?
Yeah, man, I'm right here. I love y'all. The looniest, horniest people that I've ever come across. But I love y'all. Y'all make me feel normal. I love y'all. I'll see y'all next week. Y'all are the reason for the season.
Yeah, you still will be a victim of date rape. You come over there talking about that spoon. I'm just letting you know. All right. Sexy, you got any last words for us?
It's always good talking to you ladies. And
wait a minute. Did she just say you ladies and care? Like, hey, he's not. Boy, I tell you, I'm getting no, boy, I tell you, all right, that's cool, that's cool.
I miss the ladies, I do.
There's
going to
be some men on there, too.
I miss talking to the ladies. I do.
Yeah, that's all right,
And you,
look,
babe,
so
I miss talking to you, too.
Okay, thank you. Look, so you ain't last words for us.
See you, city bitches.
That's what it's up. That's it. No need to be said. Janine, what about you? Any last words?
Oh, yes. I enjoyed the show. And I will definitely be here next week.
That's what's up. Rosella, you got any last words for us?
It's been real to stop by to say hello to you ladies. Hopefully I talk to you guys soon.
That's what's up, y'all. All right, check this out. Like I said, y'all, SinCityRadioShow.com. Get on there. Post. Like I said, we got pictures. We got everything, videos. We do it all on there. So get on there. Tell a friend. And we out this bitch. Peace.